This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to Prime Time. Brief. Well, I don't know about brief. We might be done with the NFL for now. We do have some baseball bonbons coming up. And move aside Tula the elephant. They are new wildlife exotic animal babies in Oregon that we will be telling you about in the news. But first, we got to get political. And I mean this in the very best of ways. The lawmakers are at it again. They are trying to pass bills and legislation certain places. Do you want to start in Ohio or do you want to start in Texas?
Why, oh, did I ever leave Ohio?
Okay, well,
Ohio got going on?
From the very same state that wanted to ban flag planting.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that was when Michigan planting the flag, and then we had the, Jack Sawyer and company had a...
Yeah, they had a hissy fit about it.
A kerfuffle there.
And that ended up being a whole thing. Well, now, lawmakers are tired of noon kickoffs in the state of Ohio, and they want to ban them. They want to make it law.
You can ban
that, with the exception of the game between Ohio State and Michigan, which is always played at noon. They're trying to make it a felony, or Ohio State's government is crafting, they're trying to make the flag planting a felony, and the government is also crafting a bill that would fine Fox or other broadcasters $10 million if the Buckeyes play certain schools at or before noon.
That's the dumbest thing I thought the flag planting was dumb?
Yeah.
What?
They don't want any more noon kickoff, baby. No.
So you're going to make it a felony.
Well, they're making the flag planting
a felony.
Yeah, which, okay,
so
whatever.
You're going to fine a company $10 million for putting your games on at noon? Have fun with that. I'm guessing that there's going to be a legal fight to that. Are we at the point now where no one gives a rip that you're going to lose in court? You just do stuff anyways? I mean, it's shocking to me the number of times that we're like, oh, we're gonna get this law passed. And you're like, you can't do that. Watch me.
This is this legislation coming from State Representative Tex Fisher.
I got a good idea what Tex Fisher's all about.
Well, he's not doing this to win, though. He's doing it to win the hearts of his constituents.
Yeah, his Twitter profile says, proud Ohioan, first vice chairman of Mahoning GOP, Bryson DeChambeau fan, and formerly of ACC National. So,
and current absolute dumbass. By the way, not kind of what you would think Tex would look like.
No, he looks more like a hipster, like, bro, kind of, or like he would be making craft beer or something.
I'm glad to.
He's got like thick black frames. He's got a beard, hairs everywhere.
I'm glad to see that our representatives are really tackling those issues that really matter, like noon kickoffs.
Mm-hmm.
$10 million, good one, dude.
And I guess I don't even really understand the purpose. Like, is it detrimental to your fans or to your games? To like, you're still Ohio State. People still like. Who cares?
My guess is it's just you don't, because you can't tailgate as much. I don't know. This moron.
Now down in
By
Texas,
the way, just move the game to 12:15. Then Fox announces new 12:15 slot.
There you go. 12:01 kickoff.
Yeah, good one.
Now, you're well aware of the Ted Cruz curse in sports. We've
Absolutely.
Documented that
I
a
love
little
the
bit.
Ted Cruz curse. It's
well,
hilarious.
The Texans are finally, and I don't mean the NFL franchise. I mean the people of Texas. They're finally fighting back because now there is a lawmaker proposing a ban of Ted Cruz being at sporting events.
What?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why are we so dumb?
It's funny. That's why we're doing it.
We're doing bits to get votes, baby.
It's very funny.
We're so stupid. We just collectively, in general, we're getting dumber and dumber by the day. This, this is what we're spending our political capital on.
Yeah, so the politicians Kelly and Kuffner proposed the resolution urging Cruz to focus on protecting the jobs of NASA and other federal employees affected by the Trump administration's budget cuts, along with other key issues. So really what they're telling him to do is get back to work and stop going to sports, and if we can ban him from going to sports, he'll have to do more work.
Oh, so because Tex, in a shocking development, was a Republican. This coming from the Democrats.
I would imagine so.
I'd like to see that we're getting dumbasses on both sides of the aisle. Banning Ted Cruz. Sorry, Ted. It's a law. You can't come into our game. Cool, everybody.
Medical research at MD Anderson and the Texas Medical Center is being gutted. Tariffs are killing the Texas economy. We are beyond asking Ted Cruz to help. We further urge him to spend quality time with his dog, Snowflake, or share a couch with J.D. Vance, or work on his basketball skills, anything other than attend games in person.
It did not say share a couch with J.D. Vance.
No, it didn't.
Okay, I was like, they're doing this to be funny. Both of these are, they're fake.
This is things. From the Houston, this is from the Houston Chronicle.
No, I understand, but yes. Like, this isn't a real thing.
No, people are doing bits.
Right.
Yes.
And that's why it's kind of funny.
It's not. It's not funny because these are actual people that actually make laws, and this is this is how they're spending their time. I just...
You don't love it?
I just...
I would think you'd be all about this. You want to be a corrupt sheriff.
Look, someone else deserves our country, and eventually they're going to have it. So, and when it falls, it's our own fault.
Is there a sports law that you would make if you could be like...
A sports law?
Well, I don't know. Like, if there was something that you thought could be... outlawed in a sport or included in a sport or a change that would be required in a sport? Is there something that you would do? Like as a sports czar?
A sports czar. I would, if you put me in charge, I think I could come across some college football reasonable structures that would make sense.
Yeah, one of the ones for me, and this is
that
a very...
It doesn't seem that hard to sit down, but then you get into the whole antitrust thing. But if I had unilateral power, ooh. I think within a day or so, you could fix a lot of what ails college sports. It yeah. wouldn't be that hard. But that's a broader term. If I was taking something that was like, I don't know, more along the lines of I don't know, kind of angry bro-y sports, you know, guy, I would probably do away with some of the NFL protection stuff. Some of like the way that we treat quarterbacks.
Sure.
I would change the way running quarterbacks.
Let them get hit.
I would remove some of those because I get why those things are in place. Well, first off, the ejection rule in college football for targeting, that's gone. That would be reviewed immediately for intent.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a cheap shot and your intent was to hurt someone, fine, you're gone. But this incidental targeting and getting run,
yeah, that's dumb. For the birds.
And then I just think the way they... With the way we referee quarterbacks, and I understand that, you know, we did this because we didn't want people to get hurt and the whole CTE thing eventually, but we've gone too far. And now the information is out there. You know, when you sign up for it, you know what you're getting into. We have concussion protocol in place. I think some of the way that we legislate football, you're trying to make something that is unsafe safe, and I don't think you can, and I think it makes the game worse. I would remove a lot of the modern, not going back to the olden days where you're taking people's heads off, but some of the stuff, especially around quarterbacks, I would scale a lot of that back.
Now, we kicked this around yesterday off the air, but there's also been all the talk about the government getting involved in NIL stuff. And recently, Nick Saban meeting with the POTUS and... Even the suggestion that Nick Saban become a commissioner
yeah.
for the sport as almost appointed by the government
yeah.
or as suggested by the government.
Yeah.
And we thought that was interesting because, for one, college football right now is the Wild West. Nobody has control of anything, and it could absolutely use a commissioner that actually wielded any kind of power. Yeah. The problem is the NCAA has lost all of its power from the courts, essentially, and so we don't have a figure like that. And what did Nick Saban say about being the commissioner?
He said we don't need one.
Don't need one.
Yeah, it was interesting that he's the guy that universally gets thrown out to be the commissioner, and he just came out and was like, I don't think we need one, which was interesting that the guy you want to put in charge doesn't want to be in charge, nor does he want anyone else in charge, which I thought was kind of adorable. I just, if you had some common sense practices in college football, you could make a huge difference. The problem is that anytime you try to implement common sense, someone just sues. And for anyone that gets mad about college football, don't be mad at the sport and don't be mad at the players. Be mad at the institutions that keep suing.
Yeah.
Or you can be mad at players that keep suing because they won't collectively bargain. They won't call them employees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not willing to say that someone's an employee and you're not willing to say that someone has a say in how things are run, you can't then tell them what to do. That's a law. Like that's universal.
Yep.
Like when you hire someone, you can go and think like labor unions, right? So that's like if you work at an auto factory and you say, well, you're not my employee and I'm not going to let you collectively bargain what we can do. And then you come to work and then you try to tell that person that they have to follow XYZ. That's illegal.
Yeah.
So the common practice thing isn't that hard, but the NCAA won't get out of their own way. And the powers that be from schools to agents, whatever, will keep suing and they'll keep winning in court. So until that gets figured out, you can't really stop anything. The other one that I would implement, I was thinking like if I was a knuckle-dragging moron, which I can
Good
be.
Good thing we're not dealing with that.
No, not at all. My favorite sport is, and by the way, Joe Mazzulla agreed with me on this.
That's right.
Who's also a psycho.
Let him fight.
Let him fight. And by the way, anyone that thinks that this will turn into like full-fledged Donnybrook, there's less fighting in hockey than ever.
Yeah.
Not many people fight. It's not a real thing, but the one thing, hockey's been my favorite sport for 30 years, you police yourself.
The game polices itself.
And if you want to be Draymond Green and you want to take cheap shots and you want to kick people in the nuts and you want to swing your arms and you want to try to hurt someone, you will be forced to answer.
Or you want to run your mouth over and over and over again. If someone gets in your face, you better be ready to back it up.
So, and in hockey, the stars don't fight. Connor McDavid isn't throwing down his gloves,
right?
Sidney Crosby isn't throwing down his gloves. But if in hockey, if you are going to go out and you're going to take someone out or you're going to run your mouth, and you're going to do that, you will be forced to answer for your actions. And I would love it if in all, especially in the NBA, I'm looking right at you, for every one of those dudes that runs their mouth, cool, answer for your actions. And by the way, in hockey, no one really gets hurt. You throw a couple punches, people get tired, it gets separated, you go to the box for 5 minutes, there you go in the NBA. You want to get in a fight in the NBA? Cool, you're sitting down for 4 minutes or whatever that is, and you just you go to the bench and you're not allowed to come in for 4 to 5 minutes, and away you go. Do it in football, whatever, you
love
sit
it.
Out for however many plays, and I just love the fact that hockey polices itself, and it doesn't turn into a fight. The majority of games you watch, there isn't even a single fight. But there is the element of you are going to be held accountable for your actions, which is why
It's the ultimate F around and find out sport. Like, if you do, you will. And there now, one step further, this being suggested on the text line, I've actually heard an interview with Adam Silver where this question was posed by a big cat of Barstool. But he says that he thinks that every athlete should get one shot on a fan a year. That if it's the fan approaching them, you come on the court, you come onto the field, you come onto my domain, you get in my face, I get one time a season, and it would clean up a lot of the fan behavior.
That would be amazing.
And Adam Silver said, absolutely not. Yeah, we cannot do that.
You can have that, but that would be fun. Someone else, day after the Super Bowl being a national holiday.
And you know what? Spoiler alert, I don't think we're that far away from that happening, because if we add one more week to the schedule, which not saying we need to or that we should, but it seems like the league is moving that direction, you bump the entire NFL schedule one more week, you're right into President's Day weekend.
Isn't the 2027 year already scheduled for the Super Bowl to
on
be
President's
Day?
It may be. I don't know.
I think it's either 27 or 28. The other rule that would be nice would be a max ticket price. So that average fans could get in. Like, if you look at some of the Madison Square Garden ticket costs to get in to watch the Knicks and Celtics, that'd be really cool for the average fan to get to.
have like a price control kind of a thing,
situation?
Right,
it's like $900 right now. Or maybe you could do some sort of scale, like insert
it's
how much
you... It's kind of anti-capitalist, but I like it.
Insert how much you make so that average fans can be... maybe it's an average fan section sure. instead of a club section. It would be nice to get more of your average fan at these big games or big events.
I like that.
And people are trying. I mean, there are cheap seats to most games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just not playoff games. But right. most teams in any sport at a regular season game, it's not going to be a good seat, but you can get in for cheap. It's just come playoff time. Yeah, that's not... There is, you know, the get-in price is the get-in price, and it sucks. They're trying to do something about the secondary. I saw an article recently about someone trying to crack down on, it was a team or a league that was trying to crack down on exorbitant resale seats. I forget who
it
was.
Well, I did see that the Seahawks put something out to their season ticket holders that essentially warned them against resale to
maybe that's
non-local buyers or something.
No,
there was
something where they someone was saying they were trying to combat excessive resale because the face value on the tickets is the ticket.
Sure.
But, you know, when it comes to playoff time, you ain't paying face value.
Right.
You know, it's supply and demand. You want to get into game 7 of a you know, an NBA finals, you know, you that seat may be $112. You ain't paying $112.
Well, we need to get to more pressing issues. We are turning the page on Moshu the Red Panda. We are also turning the page now on Tula the Baby Elephant, because there's a new cute baby or babies in the state of Oregon. That's coming up in the news, but first, Orton Rouse Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.